Do you like the Boop Show? I got some good news for you. You can support it and other shows like it on the Frog Pants Network by heading to patreon.com/frogpants today. Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever. This is the Boop Show for July 30th, 2018. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Dunaway. I worry I said the 181. It's 182.
Oh, no.
Episode 182.
So if you were expecting, right, if you thought you were listening to a repeat, you weren't.
I'll fix that later in post. Maybe not. Maybe I don't care.
Oh, yeah, Walt.
Maybe I don't care. Maybe
it'll
this is
stand.
Fine. Maybe this, yeah, maybe this will stand. Maybe, maybe. Corn and gravy. All right. Hey, let's do a thing, dude. We're going to do a show. Me and Brian are here. We're going to talk about video games. That's what this show's all about. I noticed we have a new listener or two in the chat. They're like, I've been off the radar for a while. What's this show about? Hey, it's about video games, stuff we're playing. Are we here talking about the latest breaking news? No, it's not our job. There are plenty of those podcasts. There's a million of them. What do we do here? Yeah. We talk about games we're playing and why we're playing them and whether or not you should consider playing them as well. It's really that simple. That's it. That's the show.
I mean, you say that, but the show is really about me and Scott talking and trying to convince each other to play games, and you just happen to be here.
Yeah, that's true. So think of it as a double whammy, a twofer. Price for.
No, but that's the thing I would like to change, though. I would love people to be more proactive towards going, Brian,
you got to play this new game.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, do it. Convince me. So convince me.
JK Grammar in the chat room has been trying to convince me this entire pre-show that I should finally pick up Wildlands and play that. He seems to be addicted to it, and he likes it. So maybe I should. I don't know. Should I cave to his brand of peer pressure? Or should I spend more time on 8-bit roguelikes? You decide! But no, we're going to talk about what we've been playing and what's going on this week. I have some really good news.
Oh, give it.
News I didn't expect to bring. We all knew that No Man's Sky, or as I like to call it around the house, No Mansky.
You know what I'm talking about. Don't look at me like that.
He sounds like a hockey forward or something. No Mansky. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No Man's Sky came out a couple years ago now, about a year and a half ago, whatever it is.
Yeah, 2016.
All kinds of hype and excitement about that game, and then it came out, and everyone went, this isn't finished yet. Nope. This is the cool tech demo with some neat ideas, but it's not really a game, and the entire gaming world revolted, partly because the hype machine was so big for this. I blame Sony, mostly, for this problem. I actually think it's kind of their fault, because... they glommed onto this thing, decided to throw some money behind it, not enough apparently, and really push it as if it was the second coming of Jesus, and it ended up being an unfinished game. I have maintained since that day, and I bought it. I was early. I wanted to see what was up. Got bored pretty quick because, again, wasn't finished. In a lot of cases, barely ran for some people on PC. PS4 version was okay, whatever. But here was the thing. When that came out, it occurred to me that had they not had this giant Sony hype engine behind them and two E3s in a row where they showed it off on stage and all that, had they just released this and said, here is an early access candidate. Actually, I don't know how it works over there at Sony's platform. Let's just say it was PC. We're going to put it out as early access on PC. Here's what our grand plan is, but it's playable right now and you guys can help us during this beta period. Everybody would feel differently about No Man's Sky. You wouldn't have all that freaking automatic hate mode on. Yeah, they lost their chance. Too bad, too late, too late, too little.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they wouldn't do that because they'd be going, oh no, this has been in production and in development. And guess what? This week, they released No Man's Sky Next, which is their big patch. As far as I'm concerned, this is 1.0. This is the video game, and it's the game they should have launched with if they could have a year and a half, 2 years ago. But they couldn't do it, and... there are lots of reasons why. Mostly, it's just it wasn't done. That's really it. It wasn't done. Now, they've made some nice improvements to it over time, but still, it was sort of still the same game. I would check in here and there and go, yeah, that's cool, and then I'd get out and do other stuff. Of course, I'm going to check it out under their big next release, they call it. NEXT.
Right. So is it a nod to Steve Jobs and his... You know, the way they did at Apple with the Next.
Did they used to do a thing with that? What'd they do? I don't remember.
Yeah, Next Step. Next Step operating system.
Oh, that. Yeah. That was when he left Apple. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
That was off. Actually,
he's like,
OS,
I'm out of here.
OS 10 Next. Or OS 10. Mac OS, it used to be. I mean, it came from Next Step. A lot of people don't know that. That's kind of where it started. I mean, it's all very different now, but at the time, that was the big deal. Anyway, here's the deal. It's a video game now. Like, straight up, this is a video game, and it's a pretty damn good one. I'm not going to be able to... There are going to be some people out there that doesn't matter how much praise I lavish on this patch. They're dead set in their minds because they're gamers with a chip on their shoulder, and they're in a clan or a freaking... They're in a tribe that just hates. I can't help you. So if you're listening to me right now, tune out now. Can't help you. You're on the list. I can't do it. I will tell everyone else, though, who either bought it then and then fell off or have waited to consider buying it till later when things improved. Now is the time. That thing has got its claws into me so deep. It's like a whole different experience than it used to be. Now, a lot of the core stuff is there. The mechanics in a lot of cases really haven't changed. But the structure, what you do from planet to planet, how you manage inventory, how you manage resources, how you build out and move yourself closer to the center of the universe, how you interact with alien races and what that means now, the kinds of quests you run, the kinds of items you're going after, the kinds of ships you want, including a whole feature I didn't even know about with these giant capital ships. No idea that was even a thing. Now I have my own capital ship, and I'm going to land on that thing anytime I want. It's awesome. And I have a bunch of little monkey-looking aliens running it for me. It is a video game now. Now, if you still come to me and say, Scott, what if I hate all kinds of games that are even remotely sort of survivally based, where you got to, you know, find stuff to make stuff to go places to do better? What if I hate that so bad? I'd say, well, then probably this still isn't the game for you. I'm with you. I usually hate that stuff. For some reason, I like it here. I find it really relaxing. I find it really satisfying as I figure stuff out, build the right thing, get my ship to where it needs to be, do the next thing. It's laid out much simpler than it used to be. It's a very simple quest system, but it doesn't feel simple. It feels like I can make all kinds of choices for myself. And there's a really weird, compelling story that's now part of this that's sort of threaded through it that was not there at launch, not even close. I am really happy to say it. And I'm not the only one saying it. This seems to be the general consensus of reviews of the next patch and others who are playing it again. This game is in the kind of shape it should have been at launch, and it's unfortunate that they didn't, but I have learned with video games that sometimes time has to pass for stuff to get better. If you played Elder Scrolls Online in beta or at launch, you hated it because it had all kinds of problems. You play it now, that is a well-oiled, awesome MMO alternative, especially to something like World of Warcraft. It's great. Big community, strong support, all that stuff's happening. Great game. Same thing goes for Guild Wars 2. Same thing goes for these games that need more time to polish themselves out and become something special. They can't all be Blizzard and wait forever to put it out. All right? They can't all do that. That's great that they do, and I love it. But not everyone can do it. Certainly, the No Man's Sky people were under incredible pressure to launch that thing. And I am really pleased that they did good by us. That's how it feels right now. It feels like they said, I know, look, we launched rough. We know, but just stick with us. We'll get there. And a lot of us went, oh, will we get there? I don't know if we'll really get there. Like, we all kind of were, you know, having our doubts. They freaking got there, and they did it. They did it right, and it feels great. And I'm playing the living hell out of it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, did you pick? Is this on PC? Is where you purchased it?
Yeah, I got it on PC back in the day. I also have a PS4 version. The code was sent way back. I'm not trying. I haven't fired that one up, so I couldn't tell you how that's going. I hear the Xbox One X version is very nice. That launched along with this patch, so.
Yeah, everybody seems to be pretty hot on the Xbox One version. $20 at Best Buy for the PS4 version of the No Man's Sky. I was thinking about picking it up But I don't know. I'll probably do a little more reading.
On sale on PC. Is it on PC on sale right now?
It's still on PC, but it's a little bit more.
I want to say there was a little window there where it went super cheap, and if you got it, then you were in good shape. Or maybe it was some deal with Amazon or somebody, but anyway.
Oh, listen, is it on sale right now? I think it may be on. Oh, 50% off on Steam, $29.99. That's not too bad.
Totally worth it. Absolutely worth it. I mean, I paid full price for that thing, but I it's dumb not to buy it at that price. It's actually really, really, really good, and it delivers on this promise that I saw in the very early goings on, which was this sense of freedom and being in a huge universe where you're traveling billions of miles, trillions of miles, light years away, but also your feet on a planet finding a plant you need. Like, it goes from micro to macro in such a beautiful way. And it was, the potential was always there. We'd see those early trailers. They showed early gameplay. And even when it came out, you were like, weird. Like, this is so cool. It's just that they didn't give you a lot of structurally cool things to do. Like, you just couldn't do much in that space. Now you can do all kinds of things, including normal game, super chill, challenging. But you're not going to die a lot or anything. You're just going to, you know, progress your character, and it feels great. I like that mode a lot. Second mode is like a hardcore mode where it's just everything's harder, costs more, harder to get. It's a little more survival-y. There is a other mode that I forgot the name of, but it's like super hardcore. So if you die, Brian, you lose everything. Your ship, your stuff, your guy, you're done. You start over. It's like Diablo hardcore character. Same idea. And then there's a mode, creative mode. And you might say, well, I've heard of that, Scott. I played a lot of Minecraft back in the day. It's basically that. You can go anywhere, do anything you want. Your ship doesn't. The fuel and the materials you need to go in space and jump from area to area and star system to star system, that is all just free. You just fly and go. When you need materials for building your base, like a big base you want to build, you don't have to earn those first and then build it. You just can build whatever you want. So it's creative mode. It's exactly what I was thinking.
Right.
But what I kind of like about it is, if you approach this game and go, man, Scott, I'll tell you what, all I really want out of a game like this is to jump from station to station, outpost to outpost on the planets, find aliens and do quests for aliens, run missions from the computer mission deliver thing, that's how I want to play this game, then I would actually recommend creative mode and do just that. You can make a crap ton of space credits and just fly missions. Go to a guy at a space station, he'll go, and he'll give you a mission to go, like, deliver this box to this place or go kill five of these ships or whatever. And you do that, you return, you get your money, you get more missions. Like, it's that. It's a freelancer kind of
I know you enjoy those types of things.
Oh, well, a lot.
It's like it's like, hey Scott, go deliver this thing. Okay, I'll do it, I'm on it.
Especially and specifically in space. That's where it's interesting to me. Like, if you tell me in World of Warcraft, take five things to the thing, I might do it just because I gotta, but I don't really love it.
Right.
But you put me in space, and there's something about, we need you to mine 40 pounds of palladium from this mine field that's around the planet. Hoo-ha. Go do that and come back. I love that. Oh, I love running those kinds of missions. I'd play EVE Online right now if there weren't other people trying to kill me all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, I'd do that. This also has multiplayer. I should have mentioned that. You can get with other people, your friends. You can find randos. I tried out the rando thing in creative mode. Found a dude. He was out in orbit around a space station. I found him. Said hi in the chat. He didn't say anything, so I shot him and killed him. Which you can totally do. So there's a lot of that stuff going on. It's a really neat experience, and I feel bad that they've taken so much heat. At the same time, they kind of deserved it in the way it was launched. But I also am a big believer, like most things in life, give stuff enough time, give people a chance to do right by you, especially if you've given them money. They did that, and they made a hell of a patch. So, bottom line, it's awesome. No Man's Sky. No Man's Ski. Go play it.
I think they'll be all right because I'm looking at the Steam reviews. By the way, I love one of the things they've added to Steam in the recent months. It alerts you when there's a high volume of reviews detected in a short period of time.
Right.
And you can choose to either view them only or exclude them or leave them like they are. If you exclude them, mostly negative reviews, if you view only the since the 25th to the 31st is almost it's very positive. Mm-hmm. Very few people complaining. So
yeah,
there's been a definite shift.
And that's why they've probably noticed these noticed the jump in reviews, because there's been a lot of hype about this particular release. And right. up till now, things were looking rough for this game in the reviews on Steam and other places where you would get it for consoles or whatever. It's gone through a little bit of hell and back. I am looking at video right now where they've sped it up, and it's really annoying me. But anyway, it's got, I should have mentioned, it has a third person view now on both the ship and the dude. You don't have to, you can still be first person if you want to, but I really like the third person stuff. I think it looks great. It's a more polished game. It's a game. It's a video game now. Like, that's what I feel like I need to tell people. People need to judge it based on what it is today. I understand if you got burnt and you're feeling, freaking video game screwed me or whatever. I get it, but you're boring. Go play a game you think is perfect at the minute it was released. I would prefer to play cool things as they happen. And this is happening right now, and it's pretty rad. So, boom, done.
Boom, it's done. You did it. No Man's Sky.
Do you own it yet? You don't have it on PC, right?
I do not have it on PC.
Correct. All right. Well, when you get it, if you ever get it on PC, we should go build.
No. I just heard what it's like to play with you. You wait till you're floating around a planet somewhere, and you come up and you go, "Hi, how's it going?" If I don't answer within 5 seconds, you start blowing me up.
I will commit to not killing you at all. My job will be to build a beautiful base where we can raise a family together, you and I.
Right. Let's do it.
Also, the planets are better. Like, they used to be okay, but they were often very barren and kind of boring and repetitive and that sort of thing. I mean, it was neat that they were procedurally generated, but they kind of felt that way, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
This patch has gone a long way to fix that.
Here's a space game I've been meaning to play that I purchased the day of that I have not went back to, and that was when Star Trek Online came online. The first time.
I wonder how that is these days. It's probably all right now.
What's that?
It's probably all right now.
Yeah, it got better just a few years ago. I read some reviews, and I was going to install it and go back to playing again. But, man, I tell you, it's tough when you have a rough start with a game, though. It's hard to forgive sometimes.
Because that initial excitement,
it was like, oh, my God, this is going to be the best thing ever. And then it's like, oh, now I got to go back in. You got to convince me.
I think we have to lower our expectations. And I don't mean that we should expect every game to be broken at launch. That's not what I mean. But when there's something that comes along and it disappoints us, then it's okay.
It's about expectations.
It's okay to be disappointed and walk away from it. Like on Steam's case, I don't know if this was true on PlayStation, but when this game came out, if you didn't like it, you could return it and get your money all right back. It wasn't a big deal. Like, you could get a freaking return. If you bought it retail, you could get a return. And I think Sony was doing returns then as well, although I know that was more recent. But the point is, there were ways to deal with that directly. Secondarily, as soon as I got it, I went, well, this isn't quite fully baked, but that's cool because I know I'll still have it when it's baked. And if they never bake it, well, then I think they deserve all kinds of criticism. But they said to us, hey, we're heads down going for this. We're going to make it the game we wanted it to be, and we're going to
Can I play devil's advocate for a minute?
Yeah.
I just want to play devil's advocate. I like playing the devil. He's a fun character. Yeah. All right, okay. So, you know, I'm with you but me and you, we have like a plethora of video game access. So it's like if No Man's Sky sucks, it's like, whatever. I'll just go play something else. But I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of some younger person, not as much as disposable income, and you know, they saved up. Got so excited for No Man's Sky, blew their whole summer budget. The whole thing.
Yeah. Then
boom.
This is what you do. You go return it and get your money back. I mean, if you think somebody's treating you poorly from a consumer standpoint.
Right.
Yeah, go back and get your money back if you feel that weird about it. So
but the chat room is saying, Open Bio is saying, retailers only accept unopened games. Then what? Then you're mad at the retail stores. You're mad at everybody, right?
No, because Walmart, it depends on maybe where you get it, but Walmart and Amazon will both take it back. No problem. Oh, yeah. Target.
Open?
I can take it to Target. Open? Yes.
Really?
Yes. If I hate it and I take it a day later, if I take it a month later, they may not do it. But I've taken stuff back to Walmart.
One of two things is happening here. Either you return a lot more games than I do, or Utah is a lot looser in their rules.
It's not a Utah thing. I don't
think. Every time I go in a store, I'm like, no, you can't bring this back. Get out of here.
Well, okay, let's say you were you were the people who couldn't take it back. The open package was enough for them to say, sorry, no thanks, can't do it. Then I have great news for you. That game you invested in is finally come to fruition, and you can go have a good time with it now. You don't have to be angry anymore. You don't have to be poor anymore. How's that song go?
I mean, you were 16 when the summer of disappointment happened for your No Man's Sky, but now you know you're like you're like 19. Get back in there.
Nah, you're 18. You're not even 19. You're my son's age. When No Man's Sky hit, he was 16. He's 18 now. Right. That's big time. That's a jump in your life, I admit. But he's jazzed about it, and he was as disappointed as I was when that thing launched. Of course, he just uses it on my family sharing anyway. But
right.
Anyway, I'm very pleased.
And the devil now yields the floor.
Yes, thank you very much. Back to Angel. I really like it, and I think it's worth your time if you haven't known it. If you're so mad at them that you can't stand it, well, then I can't help you. But I think they have made good on their promise, and it's a little
I'm
late.
I'm glad. I'm excited about it. It's always been a beautiful-looking game, so it's always had just tons of potential.
Yeah, the potential was always there, and you could always see it, always feel it, and you just knew that this could be amazing. And then it was just kind of, this isn't amazing. Mm. Now, in a vacuum, if this none of this hype had existed, and this thing was just in development, and today and this week was the launch week, this would be a bona fide monstrosity hit. Out of the park, people would be flipping out about it because they would have delivered on what they promised. I know you can't just pretend like the last year and a half of frustration didn't happen. I get it. Let that go, though. Breathe a nice breath in.
Moment is in.
Just shoo. And then go play a pretty rad game. I mean,
this is Boop Show, the game therapy.
There you go.
Episode.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Tell me about Absolver, which I know you've got on what, PlayStation? How are they? Did Absolver end up being one of their free games, or is it a no?
Yeah, you're right. It was a free game this past month. Absolver from Devolver.
Is it still? Can I still do it?
Let's see. Up until the price is only available from 7/7/2018. No, this must have been.
Damn it.
June.
I missed it. This was a game I always wanted to try, and I never pulled the trigger on buying it on any platform, and I didn't know it was free. I'm annoyed.
You should have grabbed it because it is amazing. It's an online multiplayer. They explain it as a combat experience. At first, when I saw this pop up, I was like, ugh, some kind of dumb fighting game. I don't want to play this stupid. Let me download it anyway. Click, it's free. And so I did, and it is a combat experience like nothing I've experienced before. Maybe there's other games out there like it, but I've never experienced it. And
you say combat, mean like hand to hand, like fighting, right?
Oh, no, you got weapons too, but mostly it's hand to hand. You start out kind of like, is best I can describe it, kind of like a monk kind of character. You're called a prospect. You're in this nondescript world, but it's kind of like in, you know, these Himalayan kind of mountains and stuff, and you're got like tattered clothes on, Raza Ghul kind of style, you know what I mean? Just tattered clothes and just nothing. And you're standing there with your group of peers who are also prospects when this game starts. And a guide comes by, and he's like an older looking guy, and he walks by and he touches you on the back of the head, and you're like, oh crap. But then you follow him, and you're like, oh cool, I got picked for something cool. And you go up to this weird looking glowing creature. Apparently there's some kind of, they have the abilities to imbue these masks that you carry around with you. Kind of like, you know, remember The Mask, the movie?
Yeah, the movie The Mask, sure.
Yeah, it looks like that, but not dumb. So you got your own mask, and you carry it over to him, and he touches it, and he does this little magic thing, swirly, swirly. And then you go, oh, and then it starts glowing, and you put it on your face, and suddenly you're transported to like this green lush area.
This is a trippy art style, by the way.
It is a trippy art style. I love the art style. It's very painterly. You know, it's got a nice paint look to it, like somebody painted something very nice and not Bob Ross, but maybe a little more modern. But but I like the look of it. But the real selling point is the fighting game mechanic and how you put together your fight style. They allow you to build your fight style based on moves that you can learn when you're engaged with other fighters. And you, if you beat them, then you can kind of gain, you learn that move and you put it into your little pack there. And you later on, you go back and you go meditate and you're able to use and learn that move. I got to tell you, man, the control scheme on this thing is amazing because I usually don't like really heavy combo type fight moves, you know, except for like Mortal Kombat, where it's just like, I mean, you can get lucky sometimes just mashing buttons if you get really frustrated. But this one lets you, like I said, it's just such a slow build, and they teach you every little move you need to know along the way. And it's just like these little motions, and it's just so, it's just so organic and free. It's just the best combat system. I don't know how long I'm gonna like it. I may get bored with it, but I was having a really good time. I've probably played about 4 hours or so of this.
I have heard it being described before as a deliberate fighter. So the moves and stuff, you have to plan them out and really think ahead and watch for the parries and maybe, you know, maybe a little bit of Dark Souls in there in terms of that kind of thinking.
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah, it's not a lot of story here so far. I mean, it's mostly left to your imagination. Every once in a while, you'll get a little tidbit. It's like, the new rulers of the fallen Adal Empire. You're like, what is that? How does that relate to me? I don't know. Apparently, I'm a prospect, and they didn't have any other prospects. And so I've chosen to go this path. And like I said, there's not a lot of dialogue, not a lot of conversation. There's a few guides along the way you'll talk to. They'll give you a little bit of description on what you need to do next, but it's very hands-off. A lot of this is a very organic game experience.
Chatroom says these guys also make Ruiner. I loved Ruiner.
Yes. Ruiner's great, too.
Ruiner's awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's a top-down dual-stick shooter. Very different kind of game than this, but... It's
very different.
Very cool game.
But I have been blown away so far by the depth and just the learning. You could tell it. You can tell when somebody's really designed a game really well when they... You know, each step you learn, but you also are entertained, and the learning is effective because I didn't feel like when I got 2 hours in, I didn't feel like, oh no, what was that one thing they taught me at the very beginning? I don't remember.
Yeah,
it builds as you go along, and the moves are really cool. I mean, because you're doing all these back kicks and flips, and you can kick stuff with your leg,
I really like the art style in this.
And I'm standing up in the living room going,
I wish the environmental art, I wish this was in more games. This is, like, if I, there's probably one and someone's going to make fun of me because I don't know it, but, like, MMO style worlds in this kind of, not necessarily low polygon, but the kind of, whatever this look is. I'd love that more.
Like I said, right. It is kind of low polygon, but it's not like...
It's not blocky. It's like something else. It's hard to explain.
Yeah. Like I said, it looks like somebody who paints with a palette knife instead of with a brush.
Yeah.
You know, you get your large palette knife chunks of color and paint.
Like somebody's taken a palette knife and just created a big daub of paint instead of a face or...
Right.
I don't know. There's something really cool about it. And someone in the chat also says it's through the 31st. So tomorrow, up till tomorrow, it's free.
It's available from, you're right. I'm reading it now. It's from 7/3 and it's all the way up to 8/7. So you actually got,
You
got until the 7th. Oh yes. Please pick this up because it's online multiplayer. There's a good bit of learning on your own and against AI opponents and stuff, but then you also can have encounters with other players. And I've done okay. Nothing to really write home about. But you know, I feel like my favorite thing I've done so far though is I picked up like some weapons because weapons sometimes will appear on your path as you're going along.
Yeah.
Especially if you have to go against like two or three characters at the same time, and a weapon may appear, and you pick that weapon up, and you learn how to use that and put that into your combat style. But then the weapons stayed, so I don't know if I get to pick up weapons and keep them longer next time. But
some of this video makes me think that the camera could use some work. It looks like it's a little rough in tight places. Maybe a little bit.
Well, I thought the same thing, but it's kind of necessary for the way some of your stances are achieved and then executed, I don't know. What's going to really tell me about this game is a little later gameplay. Right now, like I said, I'm only about 4 hours in, so I feel pretty comfortable right now, but I don't know what's next.
That's really neat looking. All right.
It's pretty cool. It's a great experience. I'm telling you, if you got nothing but a couple of hours just to play around, I mean, you will feel very satisfied with this game experience.
It's like when I eat a big burrito. Very satisfying.
A big burrito. And I love the outfits as you go along. You also, you beat your opponents, but you also keep some of their garments and stuff. You don't have to do like looting. There's auto loot. It just like it sucks right into your little carrier thing. It goes. Later on, you'll be walking along. Go. Oh wait, let me see if I got any cool uniforms I can change into. And sure enough, I'll look in there and I'll have something cool. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna put that on.
Chat room's asking us a couple of questions. Let's see if these have to do with your game.
We're talking about Absolver.
Yes, we like to say the name of the game at the beginning and at the end of our conversations about it. And we'll put it in the show notes so you guys don't wonder what the hell we talked about. There's a question here that says, have you played Golf Story on the Switch? Yes, I loved Golf Story. I beat it, played it and beat it and loved it. That was a fantastic little game. And now they're all talking about my character from D&D and whether he'll be in a game or not. All right, I am going to talk to you fine people about the other game that I picked up. I got it on sale. I'm glad that I did because it's what motivated me. However, it feels like the kind of game I would have paid full price for. So, as many of you know, this year was the year that the sequel to Shadow of Mordor came out, Shadow of War. Now, you played this, and we talked a ton about it on the show. I kept putting it off. Part of it was, and you know, all this talk I had at the beginning of the show about people giving No Man's Sky another chance, I am guilty of this too. When this game came out, there was all that controversy about loot boxes and all this other stuff, and I'm like, oh, this is souring my excitement level for this because I love that first game, and I just didn't know if I was going to want to dive in here or not. Picked it up for like $20 and said, well, that seems dumb not to get it for that, and I thought, let's just try it out.
Right now.
Man, I forgot how much I love the gameplay in these games. They're so good, and the only thing interrupting me from playing this right now is that No Man's Sky patch, which will probably be the WoW patch in another week and a half. That'll interrupt whatever I'm playing then. But it's really good. It's everything that you had said. It's everything Patrick had told me. It's a really great video game that I think was just marred by weird press. And by the way, part of this sale was the patch that they released where they eliminated all the loot box stuff. It's gone. It's not there anymore. Not even in the game.
Yeah, which is great.
It is great.
I tell you, the Nemesis system is worth it. If nothing else, and I wish they could put it in everything, man. I mean, it's just like, yeah, because it's fun to play against AIs, but you forget about it. I mean, you beat a guy and you move on. Beat a guy and you move on.
Yeah.
I mean, the Nemesis system basically says, oh, you messed up. Guess what, buddy?
No, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Come back to get you later.
It was amazing in the first game. It's even better here. I don't know why I find it more manageable and a better system in this game than I did the first, but I like it a lot better. It's less confusing. I don't feel like I'm seeing the same orcs over and over. I think that works really well. I think that the world itself is so much more realized. The first game was a lot of just sort of dirty, muddy, open area. Yeah. There wasn't a lot of detail. This thing's like all about cities and complex areas, and it's super good. I'm gonna beat it. I really like it. I know there's an end game thing that I may or may not care about, but the actual sort of traversal stuff and the missions and the story and all that, real good so far. So bums me out that it took such bad heat for a thing that a lot of people never even played it to know whether it was any good or not. I guess what I'm trying to be less of this. I want to be less of that guy. I don't want to be that guy anymore. He's like, oh, did you hear? So and so said to be. I'm not saying there isn't value in critiques and that we can't learn from them and then see a critique and go, yeah, this sounds like it's not going to be good. I mean, I can tell if a Rotten Tomatoes score is 5, it's probably not going to be good. But same time, if there's fan freak out and Twitter meltdown and all that sort of thing, I'm going to avoid that. Learn some of this stuff for myself, figure it out. Like, I feel bad that I didn't give this game a fair shake. But whatever, I got it on sale, so now I'm all the better for it anyway, I guess.
It's hard not to pick it up for about $20, and it goes on sale quite a bit. I've actually even seen it get down to $10 once or twice in some really big sales, but for the most part, you can pick this game up most days of the week between $20 and $25, and it's definitely worth that.
Well, the talk is, you hear a lot of talk about how it did. It did really well out of the gate, sold a ton, and then took, you know, all sorts of weird heat for the issues we've been talking about, and then it had a drop. It just kind of dropped off. Yeah. And they didn't, I mean, they wanted a longer tail, obviously, and I feel like this is yet another example of a developer doing right by their players. This is them coming forward and saying, yeah, the loot box thing was about to hit kind of an ugly crescendo across the industry, not just us, and our timing was bad, but here's a patch where it's not in there anymore. We've heard you. You know, play the game.
And stop whining and play the game.
Oh, and here it is on sale again. So if you didn't get it the first time, we'll cut. Like, I like that. Yeah. No Man's Sky is doing the same thing. I like that. Ubisoft's been doing that a lot with their games. They support them much longer. I like it. I like it a lot. So we're going to keep playing that. That game's great. And my only hang up is, I'm looking at it right now in chat room. You can see this video. It is so obvious who these voice actors are because they mocap their faces too. That's what's her name from, well, it's always everybody from Critical Role, but what's her name from it's the game that everyone liked that was on PlayStation and it's got a sequel coming and everyone loves it, Last of Us. So that's her from Last of Us.
Oh, yeah,
it
yeah,
looks
yeah.
just like the actress. And then what's his name over there? Man guy. Who plays the main dude? He was in it the first time too, and he was also the guy in. I can't think of anyone's names. He was the other. He was
the most entertaining part of the show right here to me.
Joel.
It's like,
Joel.
Mod Scott. Try to guess people's names.
It was Joel and the other thing. Anyway, so it's all these familiar faces that you kind of are starting to see in video games and stuff. Like if Liam was in this game, he was in the last one. He played Gollum, but if he was in this as a human. I'm sure he just looked like Liam. Like they're just totally like would. They're not even trying to do anything other than their faces. So
why? I mean, why go through all that energy when you could just generate it?
I
mean,
I don't know.
It makes sense.
It's fine. They're all getting to
I
be
mean, it
more.
Makes sense.
They're more celebrity these days than people may have ever thought they would be voice actors wise. Like they're huge. Right
oh
now,
yeah.
So that's a big
Shadow
part
of War. You should pick it up now.
Pick it up now, Brian. Let's talk about. Jalopy.
Say it. Jalopy. Jalopy, jalopy. So back in, I believe it was it May, I believe? I think it was in May. I got a few games in the monthly Humble Bundle, and one of those games was Jalopy. And you know what? I looked at it and I said, this looks dumb. I want to play it. Yeah. And you think that Absolver had low poly count. Wait till you see Jalopy. It's this huge blocks of low polygon count out the butt.
It's got some nice lighting effects, but yeah, very.
But no, it's a great looking style.
It's on purpose,
it
right?
Like they it's mean... low poly. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So it's style related. So what you do is you have a Leke. You remember those?
No.
Do you know what a Leke is?
No.
It's kind of one of those old Eastern Bloc cars that were, I believe they were Russian made. You know, Leke was the name of the dog, right? That went into space.
Oh, is that is that why I know that name? That's probably why I know.
Yeah,
that.
And I'm probably saying it wrong. Somebody's freaking out. It's not Leke, Brian. It's Leke or Leku or whatever. I don't know. I call it Leke.
Yeah. Let Brian live in his ignorance, okay? Leave him alone.
Leave me alone. I was just playing. I'm just having some fun. So you have this game and you think, okay, it's about car. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So you start out in this garage area and there's this guy walking around and he's going, like, what is he saying? And so then the little subtitles start popping up like, oh, okay. Oh, he wants me to go get, I have to go check out my car because he's saying we're going to go on a trip and I need to put it together first.
Yeah.
So the first thing you do is you go up to your jalopy.
Let's see if I can hear him. Actually, I've got him right here. Let's see.
Oh.
Let's see if I can hear him talk. Hold on. Yes. Oh, yeah. He's like. Hold on. Let me go back out here.
Pikmin.
That's awesome, dude. He does sound like that.
Kind of sounds like Octodad or something.
Yeah.
And so it's annoying, but it's
kind of
cool.
I love that kind of
stuff. So the first thing you do is you have to put your car together. And the reason why they're telling you to put the car together is because they're going to go over each part. You've got an engine. You've got water for it to do your windshield. You got an oil container. You got all the gas. You got all this stupid simple stuff that apparently the Lake A is very easy to maintain, or at least education wise. Mm-hmm. I guess there's not a lot of parts to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to put your car together from the different parts in the garage, and you get kind of instructions to go along, even putting the tires on. You jump in your car, and then you're in your buddy, head down the Autobahn like at 20.
Wow. All right.
And so, and he explained to you when he was putting the car together, because you got it. It's a two-stroke. It's a two-cycle engine, so you have to mix oil and gas. And there's no fine control over how much gas and oil you put in. So you kind of go, glug, glug, okay, that's good, and glug. Because he tells you if you put too much oil in it, it'll make it run slow. If you don't put enough, then you'll
That the point of the game is just to learn how to?
That's the entire. The reason why I'm describing this in such detail is because that is all this game is about.
Oh my gosh!
It's making this car last.
Okay.
On your trip.
Okay.
And so you got it. You get your maps and you figure out what the distance is to get there, and you have to figure out if there's a place to stop and get gas, and if you have the right gas and oil mixture, then you can go a certain distance. And then if you don't, your engine starts having wear and tear and it starts to smoke and burn up. And so
do you ever feel like developers make these kinds of games just so streamers do dumb shit with it? You know what I mean?
Got to.
Yeah.
Got to.
It feels like
this has got some mixed reviews. It's mostly positive, but it's a fun little experience, because I didn't even think I would even like playing this game, but after I was playing it for about 30 minutes, I was like, yeah, I like this. It's kind of like the first time I ever played The Sims. Mm. I'm like, that's dumb. Yeah. Why would I want to play The Sims?
Sims is great.
Why would I want to have, tell people what to do around a house and get a job? And why don't I just live life? This is dumb.
Yeah.
And this is kind of that same simulation kind of experience where it's like, why would I ever want to be in the Eastern Bloc right after the walls fall and get in my jalopy and drive down the Autobahn? I don't know. Once you start doing it, you're like, hey, that's kind of cool.
I like it.
Kind of fun.
I like it a lot. Jalopy on PC. Available now.
Jalopy.
Get it now. All right. One of my favorite discoveries since we last spoke. We didn't have a show last week because you were gone.
I was.
And
I was working.
Where was I? No, I was here.
You was there, but you was all like, we're going to do it now? But no, I'm like, no, I'm working, fool.
Oh, that's right. You had a big job thing to do, and I was confused. Yeah. So what I'm going to talk to you fine folks about is another game I found on sale, and also because I didn't know it existed, and I freaked out. Did you ever play Descent? Is that a thing you played?
Did I play Descent?
Yes.
That game is so, that name is so generic, I'm like racking my brain. If I played it.
So it's in the kind of Doom era, 90s shooter era.
Oh, yes.
And you were like a little hover ship. You had 6 degrees of control. So not just turn left and right, but also up, down. Like, it was a big deal that at the time.
Yeah.
A lot of people bought like flight sticks for this and that sort of stuff. It was an amazing game. And Descent 2, and I think there was a 3, was also pretty good. But Descent 1 really broke some ground. It was really something else. And I loved it. I love the claustrophobic, stuck in a deep, dark ice cave kind of quality to it, trying to figure out what happened to this planet or whatever. And it was always really basic, and that it wasn't like you were doing too much fancy stuff. You were basically like, all right, I got to find the blue key so I can open the blue door, like a little Doomish that way. But it was okay, because you had this crazy, like, just the way you could traverse the world was so neat and different. And multiplayer was really good. So there was great LAN play, and you could kill each other, and it was pretty fantastic. So I loved it. Some of the guys responsible for the Descent series had long moved on to other things, and a few of them have gotten back together and created a game called Overload. And Overload is basically it's basically Descent, but built for a modern visual computer sound world. In other words, gameplay-wise, it feels immediately familiar, and you're immediately right back in that cockpit, and you feel great about your life. but you you're looking at, you know, state of the art visuals, and you know, it's a beautiful game. It feels really good, gorgeous, shoots really good. The shooting feels amazing. There's a full campaign where you're trying to work out what the hell's going on with something. You're killing a bunch of drones and bots that have gone nuts and they're after you. They explode real good. The weapons are super satisfying. All kinds of stuff like rocket launchers. You know, what's those guns? Rail gun style guns, different kind. You know, everything you think, shotgun, that kind of stuff. And as usual, the world makes you go, oh my gosh, am I upside down? Am I right side up now? Like, where the hell am I? It has a nice feature for a little hollow dude that you can create a little hollow projection that will sort of get you back on track to where you're supposed to go if you get lost. There's hidden stuff everywhere. It's Descent. It's Descent. It's what it is.
It is, but it looks something.
It's beautiful.
Like, you know, something now.
Yeah, it's a new,
because
I mean,
I'm
it is a,
you, man,
it's
Descent,
a new game.
Ooh, Descent old stuff looks rough.
Yeah,
ooh.
No, I, dude. You're not kidding. Ooh. It's real bad. Like, that's not even truth or that old game, I don't think. It was like Doom. It was like a lot of fakery with textures and stuff. But this thing is beautiful, runs great, really smooth. It has a full-blown multiplayer mode like you would hope with something like this, and it's really good. I played a bunch of games and won every game I played. All my old instincts came back, and I kicked everyone's A. It felt great. We had some 8-on-8 kind of stuff going on. It was really fun.
Ooh.
And here's a little soundtrack from it. Oh, listen to those weapons. It's so good.
Ooh.
Anyway, I really
like
recommend
modern
it.
Modern sounds over that old school music.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and the soundtrack's pretty good. They have that you can upgrade digital deluxe or whatever and get it, but they clearly been updating it, keeping it, doing fixes and all that. They seem very invested in it, so that's another nice thing. I don't think this is anywhere but on PC right now, but this would be great on consoles. You can play it with a controller just fine. I play it with mouse and keyboard because that's what I'm used to from the old days. But, hot high ranking for me. For Overload. And my biggest problem with it is the word Overload doesn't really mean, it's just boring. It's a dumb name.
Descent's not the greatest name either. That's what I was just thinking. I literally had like 12 different games that go through my head that I was trying to match to the name Descent when you said it. And I was like, nope.
Yep.
Overload, same way. I thought it was a fighting game called Overload.
It sounds like one, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But you've got the shield management stuff, and you've got all the different things. Oh, there, see this guy in this video is doing the hollow thing, so he's going to follow him out and get safe. It's awesome. There's a lot of different environments. Like right now he's in a cave, and there's lava in there. But the next minute, it's always subterranean, though. You're always like under some planet or inside some huge megastructure through its duct system or something, trying to find out what you got to do. And because it's 6 degrees of movement, you can feel like you can rotate around in a way that's like real. It's like, you know, actual 3D space. You're not on some 2D plane, which I like a lot. It works the way that spaceships should work. Instead, Star Trek, the Star Trek people always end up being right in front of each other on perfect planes. Have you noticed that? It's like, we found the Klingon ship, sir. Good thing we're all facing each other exactly as if we're just on a lake or whatever. But it doesn't work that way.
Face Galaxy North. Everybody knows that.
Everybody should be coming down at weird angles and like aiming the wrong direction, and I'm upside down and all that.
That's fun to play in, but man, I hate to watch that on TV. That would be rough.
Oh, it'd be terrible on TV. So this game reminds me of that effect in a way that's super cool. And it can get very disorienting sometimes, but there's a funness to that. It's hard to explain. Doesn't make you sick or anything. I think it's VR. It is VR compatible. So you could play this. It's not its main function, but you could play this on a Rift or a Vive. And I bet it's pretty good, actually. Although I bet I get sick because this is a lot of twists.
I guarantee you get sick.
Anyway.
Hey, did you pick up the Guns of Icarus Alliance?
No, I didn't. I know that was the Humble Bundle deal, right?
Yeah.
I missed it.
It was free on the Humble Bundle. This past
is that the one where you're on a big flying boat and you fight each other? Is that the deal? What's that one about? You remember? Oh, you froze. Brian froze. It's always, you're coming back. I sort of hear you. You're coming.
I'm looking forward to. I've slot, but
now you're here. Are you there?
I've been doing it.
Now it's better. Sorry. So is it good? Do you fly in a big ship and kill each other? What's the deal?
Oh, so the Guns of Icarus Alliance. I have not played it yet. I've been wanting to play it for years, like since 2015. But for a whole year, and finally the price was right.
It's finally free. Zero. Free is good if you get that on the...
Right. Actually, I think it's been out since 2012, so it's been out for a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is an older game. I watched Terpster play somebody in this like years ago, but get on that if you haven't, everybody.
I'm gonna play it for at least 10 minutes, and if it's worth playing, I'll talk about it next week. If not, I'll turn it off.
Okay, fair enough.
You ought to see the trash bin over Brian's house for games that I play only for 5 minutes ago. Nope, I ain't wasting my time on that.
I will say this, the three I've talked about so far, Nomansky next, Shadow of War, and Overload, are three of my favorite things I've played this year. I know that they're all from this year, but I'm really, really pleased with what options I have at the moment to go play. Mm-hmm. They're all great. I'm kind of, the biggest problem I have right now is I'm torn. Like, what do I feel like playing right now? Like, just talking about Overload, makes you just want to go play Overload. It's really good. And I think it's like $24 normally. You should get it.
I should totally get it.
It's really good.
After Brian, playing Guns of Icarus.
Tell me first about Boxing Star. What the hell is that?
Oh, Boxing Star. You probably haven't heard of it because I signed up for the Google Play Let Me Know When Something New Comes Out and before it's released to the public or whatever. What is that called? It's kind of like early release, not really. I don't know exactly what they call it, but I signed up for their little Let Me Know When Something New Is Coming Out. And Boxing Star was one of them. It's kind of like Punch-Out, except way cooler, way newer.
Hold on, way cooler. Hold on. Those are fighting words to tell me that this is way cooler than Punch-Out.
It's not any cooler. It's about like you would expect. It's a boxing game. And you kind of like watch over the shoulder, but it's not quite like Punch Out, where it's like you're a wireframe dude and you're looking through it. You're actually looking over the boxer's shoulder. It's got a pretty simple gaming mechanics of swiping and tapping to create your combos. Mm-hmm. This is a mobile game, by the way.
Yeah,
I got this on Android.
Yeah,
and Boxing Star, as you get into the game, I always choose story mode if they have one. This one has a story mode. Yes, that. I get into the story mode, and I can slowly collect cool boxing gloves and collect things for lots of side punches and taps and... You're going down, buddy. And you knock the guy down. He goes down, and he's down for like, you know, the count. Or sometimes he gets back up, and you. Yeah. Boxing game.
Yeah. You glitched out for a bit there, and it was entertaining. The chat room got a kick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We called it 1 frame per second, Brian, for a second there, but you're back now.
Well, that's exactly how the game ran on my Android.
Oh, perfect. Nice and
because
choppy.
It's not optimized yet. So yeah, my phone was smoking.
Looking at video, it looks all right.
It's good. It's good. It's kind of like one. Visually, it's kind of got kind of a 3D cartoony style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems
good.
Okay.
Good shading in it.
Seems like frame rate issues, but I'm sure, like you said, it's not optimized. They'll fix that.
Yeah, it's not bad. The thing is, even though it drops frames, it's reactive. So it may not be smooth in motion, but it's smooth in reaction. So I don't lose matches.
Mm.
I just may go like, oh, well, I'm only looking at like 6 frames per second now instead of the, you know, smooth 30 or 60 I'd like to have.
Yeah.
But
Well, try not to lose your matches. Kids will get a hold of them and set things on fire. It's bad.
That's right. Don't lose your matches. But yeah, the story mode's pretty neat. The music is okay. It's kind of typical what you would expect of these, you know, played like NBA 2017, 18. You know, it's kind of like all, you know, how are you gonna play? How are you gonna do this? And you gotta work your way up the ranks and you know, and you got to sign a contract with these people and sign a contract with those people.
You want to hurry it up, pay us some extra money and get some cool gems.
Yes, it's a modern boxing game with all the, you know, sports type gameplay, but it's on your Android, and it's actually pretty good looking.
I assumed it's free to play with microtransactions. Am I wrong about that?
Right. The app is it offers in-app purchases. So far at this game, at this stage of the game, they're not inundating me with buy.
Yeah, because you're beta testing.
That's gonna be true, but
sure.
Yeah,
because you're beta testing.
Yes, it's doing some pretty good reviews so far, so we'll see if they keep it up.
It'll be like this. Your boxer is like, I need to take more steroids. Do you want to speed it up with some gems? Do it.
That's the thing. All the cartoon guys are, they're modern cartoony looking guys. So they're kind of simple, but they've all got like these massive muscles. Just rah.
Yeah.
Some of the guys are ridiculous looking because their man pecs are like almost cover their entire neck. It's almost touching their chin. But
man,
it's fun.
Pecs. I like the sound of that.
Man picks.
Hey, look what time it is.
It's a me, Mario.
Time for Guess My Game. That's right. Brian and I play a little game together where we've got a clip for each other, and we try to see if the other person can guess the game that is attached to the sound clip that we're about to play. I'm playing this here game with them, and I'm going to start it. So, Brian, are you ready for your clip?
I'm ready.
All right. And laggy. All right, here we go. How do you sound now? Hello? Are you there?
Hello, hi.
Oh, hi. You're sort of back. Are you back? You're back.
I'm back.
Okay.
How about I switch to my other internet connection while I'm at it?
Yeah, go for it. See what happens. Try it. Do. Is it better? Are you back?
No, hold on. I'm still enabling it. Jeez, man. Back off.
Slow down, everybody. Slow your roll. All right. I'm going to play this clip. You figure out what it is. Here it is. Hold on. It's a little intro to do. Oh, man. Okay, here we go. Here you go.
Eight traveling fighters brought together by a common destiny now meet at the Battle Arena Toshinden.
Damn it. It says the name in there.
I do this. We do this every week. Don't you vet those?
No, because I forgot before the show, and so I had to last minute do it. It's Battle Arena Toshinden. We'll listen to the rest of Grandpa's story. Hold on.
Many years have passed since this tournament, known only to those in the underworld, was last held. Some fighters have come for personal glory. Others have come to fight for those they love. But all will do their best to be victorious in this tournament, which will decide their fortunes.
All right. That's what I remember. I remember that damn intro. I remember hearing that over and over. I played this game. I want to say it was a launch title. Oh, here you go. Battle Arena. Toshinden. Oh, that's good stuff. Oh, wait, here's the select music.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if we can see EG kill Rungo. All right, here's the fight. Here we go.
Bout one, fight!
Bout one.
Batter up!
Oh, this looks so bad. This looks so bad.
But it sounds great.
When I played this the first time, I thought, man, what a game that was. It was so cool, we thought. It's not good. It's a piece of poop. It's poop. It is. It's just poop. We all thought it was good. It's not. It's poop. Early PS1 is rough.
It's tough times in the PS1. It was amazing stuff in the day, but yeah, when you look back, it's pretty rough.
Yeah,
it's pretty rough.
Doesn't hold up. All right, that's mine. And I blew it because you didn't have to guess anything because it was already in the
game. I know, that's easy.
So I'm playing yours now. Here we go.
Do it.
All right. Some sort of spaceship?
Maybe.
Whoops. Sorry.
Break and attack.
Watch and learn, Colonel.
Is this Star Fox?
No.
All right, hold on. Oh, I know that sound.
Oh, you got to know that sound.
Sega CD game?
Was it on Sega CD? That sounds... I think it must have been.
But
I don't know if I... Did I ever play it? I don't think I ever played it.
It's
no.
It's not Sewer Shark, is it? Is it Sewer Shark?
No. Let's see. No, maybe it was never on there. Hold on a second.
Work
Your kitty litter is what he just told that guy? What an a-hole. Hold on.
Oh, Sega Saturn version was announced and advertised, but it was never released.
Oh, is this, is this Wing Commander?
Yes, which one though, Scott?
I'm going to say Wing Commander 3.
Yes, good job!
The reason I know it's 3 is that's the one that introduced voice stuff. They didn't have that really before that. They had the cool video in between. The 3DO version had, I had this game. I actually own this. But the 3DO version had Mark Hamill in it and all that.
Yes.
Any of the disc versions.
Those scenes are amazing, by the way. If you haven't went to YouTube lately and looked at...
Oh, they're terrible, aren't they? They're great, but terrible.
They're terrible, but awesome.
Yeah. Wing Commander 3. Let's see if I can find some cut scenes.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, look at this.
If we were to offer coexistence with your kind, would you not accept it?
The Kilurati do not coexist.
And now that the tide has turned in this war, your defiance is a pathetic and useless gesture.
We are the Tiger People. Yarr.
So cool looking, though, man.
Yeah, it was pretty cool at the time. At the time, it was all right.
That was rocking.
All right, well, that was Guess Our Game. Thanks for playing, everybody. I think Brian wins because I was dumb with mine. Mine was very dumb.
It didn't take me nearly as long to guess yours as the other way around.
No. So let's do this. Time for us to bring out the news. There is one big story I wanted to mention this week. Nintendo Switch is getting a GameCube-styled, Super Smash Brothers controller, which is pretty exciting. PDP as a GameCube-themed controller coming just in time for the arrival of Super Smash Brothers, whatever it's called, Ultimate, right? Ultimate. December, which honors the game's heritage and three mainstays of Nintendo's ensemble fighting game, the Wire controller, comes in three designs, Pikachu, Link, and Mario. Chat room, I'll show you this. You can feast your eyeballs on how this thing's going to look. I like the Mario one a lot.
I got to get the Mario one. I mean, look, I like the Link one, but that blue's not quite right for me.
It's okay, but it's not my Link.
Pika!
But there's the there's your Mario. There's your Pikachu, which is fine. Some another angle on these.
What you would expect. You couldn't be any other yellow.
It's just a yellow thing. But that Mario one is by far the one I want. Want that. I may end up getting that. I don't know why there's a Seinfeld video below all this. But anyway, the Nintendo Switch, getting it for just in time for that, which is, what, this fall? November? Yeah, I think so. Anyway, the big question I have is these are throwback designs. They look very Nintendo-ish, but I don't know if Nintendo had anything to do with it. So I worry about that slightly. I don't like third-party controllers very much. They tend to be junky and janky compared to the ones you'd get with the hardware. So... with very few exceptions, I don't go for third party, but this might be one of those exceptions, so I guess we'll wait and see.
I still have my GameCube controllers, and they're awesome.
You still have yours? They'll work, you know.
I got two GameCubes, and one of them actually works, yes.
You can use them with your with the Switch version with some adapter they're selling, I think.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, you should do that.
I'm excited about that.
Do that and let me know how it goes, will you?
I'll do it.
All right. How about this? Time for an email. This came to us at boopshow@gmail.com. That's boopshow@gmail.com. His name is Carson, and he wrote the following. Hiya, Scott and Brian. My father and I used to visit arcades during the 80s nearly every weekend. That sounds great.
Yeah.
I remember very distinctly thinking, man, I wish my Atari 2600 or Atari 7800 or NES games looked as good as the ones in the arcade. Specifically, I remember this in relation to Road Blasters for the NES and Jungle Hunt on the 2600. I no longer think this, in part because I don't frequent arcades like I used to, but also because the home quality is now no longer an issue with modern technology. Did you ever have any similar view, and do you recall when this change occurred? Boop, says Carson. I thought a lot about this, and yes, I do know when it changed. Are you ready for this?
Give it.
1995. The year. And the reason that was the year is that was the year of the PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And 64 came very shortly after that. Those sported visuals arcades were not doing yet. Now, in some cases, arcades use some of that hardware to make games. But for the most part, you were at the very least matching what arcades could do. if not exceeding them. That's when it started. But from then on, it just the arcade just got killed in that regard. And you can still see some pretty neat looking games if you go to an arcade now, but nothing compared to what we're doing on PCs or home consoles. Like, not even close now. So
I don't know. I've seen some pretty amazing things, but I mean, it's very expensive to have something that can top a PC and also be in an arcade cabinet and then still only charge a dollar or two to play, right? That's a That's a very tight economic thing to accomplish.
And I also don't care to... That's not why I want to go to an arcade anyway. I want to go to an arcade to find an old Joust in the corner or Klax in the other corner. I want to find old shit and I want to play that. I don't want to go in there and go, ooh, what is the latest, greatest arcade game? That's no longer a thing for me.
You know, it feels like the cheapest thing. Okay, look. First of all, I love playing the new arcade games. I had a lot of fun at Dave & Buster's about 2 months ago. There are some new things that I thought was pretty cool, like some of the 3D games they had. It was kind of unique ideas, the way they were using it. But I always get mad when I see where somebody has turned it's a standard TV on its edge, and they're running some kind of, doodle jump or something.
Mm-hmm. Those are big right now.
I'm like, get out of here with that crap. Get out of crap.
Those are usually for tickets, though, right? You get tickets out of those things?
Yeah, but still, it feels so cheap. But I'm with you, though. I do like finding the classic stuff in the corner. But I like playing the new things, too. There's some new stuff, like Luigi's Mansion.
They have an arcade
version. That looks good.
Really?
It looks good. It's fun to play, too.
Yeah. They have Luigi's Mansion in the arcade. Is it just the GameCube game? Is that all it is?
No. It's a total new game. It is freaking amazing.
Hold on.
Oh, and you got like equipment, and you got like it's almost like a gun, and you hold it, and it makes this noise like you do at the game, except it's like this big plastic piece of
this. Here it is. Whoa! Let's turn that off. There it is. Let's see what you do here. You got like a little hose attachment.
Yeah.
This is crazy that this is even a thing. I can't believe there's a Luigi arcade game.
I love it.
I mean, there was a multi-machine connected Mario Kart for a while. So it's not like the first time this stuff's ever happened, obviously. Well, you know what this
Nintendo
reminds
still
me
kills
of?
At you the
know
arcade.
What it is?
Telling
this
you, man,
is on,
still,
this is on rails, dude. That's what this is. It's like playing Maniac, or not Maniac Mansion, but what's the mansion game? Walking of the Dead or the Dead Walk or Walk.
Right,
the Sega game. That's just what you're doing. You're just going to move. As soon as he's done cleaning this room out, he moves forward. Here we go.
Right.
On rails. That's fine. That doesn't look that great, though.
It's a lot more. Look, I mean, it's a lot more fun than you think. When you're actually in the arcade and you got those speakers all blasting in your ears and you got these really cool controllers and you're sitting on this really kind of cool bench thing and you got all the artwork around you, it's immersive. It is a really cool play.
Okay, what about this with these lion people?
Bore me, monsieur.
Hold on.
Disintegrate me so I might join my comrades.
Disintegration is not for you.
Tell me I can watch a Wing Commander movie at the arcade
and you got
a deal.
Wouldn't that be... I would sign up for that. Also played a game that had like air jets.
Yeah.
So like when you were playing, there were like zombies that would jump out of stuff and you would get poofed in the face. That's the kind of stuff you can't get at home. I know it's cheap gimmick crap.
But it really works. It has its moments. I get it. But I don't want to spend much time with it. You know, I want to settle in. I want to play No Man's Sky or I want to play Shadow of War. I want to get
a very different experience.
I agree. It's just they've superseded that for me. And now I no longer get excited unless you said to me, hey, the one we're going to is all old retro games.
Right.
So look for Space War. Look for Joust. Look for freaking who's the Dig Dug? Like all that.
I think they had a Dig Dug when I went. It was like a steamroll or something like that, but I don't think it was Dig Dug. But yeah, but I think the first time I realized how subpar arcade translations were was when I got Pac-Man for the Atari 2600.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, you better stick to Pitfall, my friend.
Yeah.
Because that's crap.
Yeah. But do you agree, though, it's right around 95, 96 that all changed?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. The PS1, it brought that kind of... That era kind of brought that processing power. Plus, the arcades were already suffering. They were slowing down by that time. And they were just, you know, it was a tough market.
Yep, I agree. Thanks for the email. You can send us more emails if you'd like right here at boopshow@gmail.com, or you can go to the website, frogpants.com/boop, hit the contact link. That also works real well. I think it's going to do it for the show. Thank you all for being here. Love to hear your feedback. Keep that stuff coming. Thank you, chat room, for being here live. Love having you guys here, as always. And what else? I'll tell you where you can go. Go straight to H. No. Go to the on the Twitter, Boop Show, Brian Dunaway, or the Brian Dunaway, Scott Johnson. Those are all three things you can follow on Twitter. You can also find this show's Reddit page at boopshow.reddit.com. As I mentioned before, the website is frogpants.com/BOOP. If you hang around here for a bit, we'll give a couple of codes away to live listeners of the show. Some free video games for those who would like that. Also, if you suggested any titles for the show, you can go to showbot.frogpants.tv. Or no, frogpants.showbot.tv. There, that's how it goes. And you can vote for those titles that people have suggested throughout the hour. I think that's going to do it. Brian, anything I'm missing? You got anything else?
Okay. No, not much. I mean, I just it's always exciting for me because the new games for the PlayStation and the Humble Store should be out by the next time we talk. And so we'll be looking at some new games.
Yep, looking forward to that. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being here. Don't forget to check us out 3:30 Mountain Time every Monday. Right here, frogpants.tv. That's going to do it for us. We'll see you later. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.